Playbook, understanding the playbook, continue to harp on that, continue to get better at that. There's always room for improvement. It's always room for improvement for anything. But, yeah, playbook is definitely something that I feel like I'm getting more comfortable, seeing the field a lot differently, understanding where I got to be in my concept, my pass concepts. Obviously not having pads on, but understanding your landmark as a running back position and try to hit it right, watching film of other backs and, you know, try to take their part of the game, add it to mine.
Sherwood was talking earlier this year, and he said the biggest adjustment you might have to make is all the little adjustments that happen after the snap. I mean, are there a lot?
Yeah, a lot more in the NFL. I mean, a lot more in the NFL than it was in college. You know, it was kind of, I wouldn't say basic in college. Obviously, it's definitely more difficult in the NFL, but that's what I mean where I think I've come a long way with the playbook. I'm knowing where I need to go. Like, that's football. You kind of guess on something because the concepts is football's football. But hearing Eli change the plays and hearing Eli slide in protections or we're bumping, we're doing this, we're doing that can give you too much. But understanding that and knowing where I need to be, that's where I feel like I'm continuing to grow and continue to get better at.
You've been grinding for a while now, since probably started last season.
My sister and my twin brother and sister, well, my sister pretty much having a Sweet 16. My little brother's kind of tagged along with that. So I'm going home for a little bit for that. Then I'm a train. I'm thinking either LA or Florida or a mixture of both.
Saquon, Snack said yesterday, you can't wait.
I was waiting for that question.
Put the pants on and get you know why.
Yeah.
What's your response to that?
My response to that is I am just happy that we are on the same team, and he only gets to hit me maybe once or twice a year rather than a full game because Snacks is arguably one of the best defensive linemen in the NFL, and definitely have a lot of respect for him, how he carries himself as a vet, and you could just watch him on the field. So I'm going to say I'm going to run away from that and say I'm just happy he's on my team and he's on my side.
Sure, that's what you
want to
say.
I'm positive. I'm definitely. If you see this, Snacks, just take it easy on me.
Right.
Oh, I'll be honest with you. Like, come on, man. Like, I don't know anybody in this league that can run over Snacks. His name is Snacks for a reason. Like, so definitely going to just be happy he's on my team and be fortunate enough that I get to play with him instead of against him.
Saquon, you take a lot of pride in your receiving ability. I think we've seen six practices at this point. I don't recall seeing you drop a pass. Have you dropped any passes since you've been here?
Yes, I did. I dropped one. That's something that, you know, I pride myself on. You come out every single day and you want to be perfect. And when I mean perfect, not mean a perfect player, but you want to try to go through practice without drops, without MA. But sometimes it reassures you that, you know, you got to get back to get on the jugs, catching after practice. It was a ball that I caught hundreds of times and I dropped it. I looked, you know, when you're trying to run upfield too quick instead of securing the catch. And I kind of worked on that after and haven't happened since. But that's just like with the part of the game. I hate making mistakes, but I love making mistakes. I love having MAs and drops because it just reassured you and made you get back on your grind and make you lock in and focus a little more. And better to happen now in practice than happen week one against Jacksonville or week one preseason against the Browns.
You probably remember the details that the drop wasn't most of the catches.
Yeah, I can tell you, like, I can't tell you the play, but it was an angle route, threw it back, caught right here. I went like this. I looked up before I tried to catch it, secure the catch, tried to go and score, got to lock it in, move on, next play.
Is there anything that surprised you the most about this experience so far?
You know, the thing that surprised me the most is how welcoming the vets are and all the players. I heard a lot from college guys that you're never going to get what you had in the college locker room. But then you hear that in high school, and you hear that from college when you go to NFL. But then when you get to NFL, the vets, and not just the vets, not like when I mean the vets, I mean everyone besides a rookie. If it was 1 year, 20 years, 10 years, they're just all really so cool and kind of family and just all welcoming. And I'm pretty sure, like, I really believe that if I ever need anything, I can call any single one of them, whether if I'm with them like the running backs I'm with most of the day, or if it's OV who I only go against. But that's what's really surprising to me, and is a shocking. And I'm just happy that I have that environment, and not only for myself, not only for me, it's for all the rookies. And to be able to have that and come into this locker room and have that team, I think it's something real special. And I think that's bigger than what people actually think. It's not only on the field, it's the chemistry in the locker room. And I think the chemistry we have in the locker room right now is really good.
What have you learned about being a New York Giant as opposed to a Penn State Nittany Lion or a White Owl Zephyr? I mean, you know, is there something about this market, this team, that you've learned in your time here?
Yeah, two things. The first thing I've learned is the tradition here, the history, the legacy, and all the great players being able to go to the softball game, and all those running backs and the Tikis and the Hamptons of the world, and be able to meet them. And you heard about the Giants growing up. Obviously, if you follow me, you know I was a Jets fan growing up, so you heard that. What you call it? Obviously, I knew of the Giants, but I was kind of across the river on the other team. But you literally learn when you walk in the building how special this place is, and it don't really hit you till you actually walk in the building and you actually play on this team, you actually play on that jersey. And then the second thing was just New York being recognized more in State College. And in Whitehall, you walk around Whitehall and you recognize, and Lehigh Valley recognize. Then you in State College. State College is like its own little city, but a small city. But then in New York, you go to New York City and people start recognizing you. It's kind of a cool feeling, but it's not like a cool feeling like, oh, like, yes, I got fame, I got fortune. It's not like that. It's just like that people are noticing what you're doing. And I haven't played a down of football yet, so it's the way I'm handling myself. And back to what I always say, that's credit to my family and my mother and father, how they raised me. So hopefully I can continue to do the right things.
What is it that makes a good running back? I mean, we can sit up in the press box and say, oh, he didn't hit the hole fast enough, or he chose the wrong lane to run in. I mean, is it just instinct or what?
Yeah, I mean, I would say instinct. And like you said, like people was like, he didn't make the right cut, he did this, he did that. Like, actually being a running back and breaking down film and watching the David Johnsons, the Le'Veon Bells, and all those guys. And instincts is one, but something that I've learned also, and what Stu has been teaching me, is how to set up your blocks. For me, I did it so natural in college that I didn't even notice I was doing it. But now, understanding that, seeing the play before it develops and seeing the linebackers overflowing, and that's how you set up cutback lanes. And a guy who does it the best, Le'Veon Bell, I was watching his film this morning, how he sets up his blocks. So I think you have to be versatile as a running back, catch the ball at the backfield, be able to block, be able to run in between tackles, outside tackles. And if you really think of the top three backs, the top five backs, the Zeke's, the Le'Veon's, the Todd Gurley's, that's what they're able to do. They're able to pass block, catch the ball at the backfield, and run the ball in between tackles. And just the way they set up their blocks, I think that's what it takes to be a good back in the NFL, in my opinion.
Saquon, when you were sitting there at lunch with Odell yesterday, like when you're having these conversations, I'm everywhere. when you're having these conversations, do you allow yourself to dream about, like, even though you guys aren't on the field yet together, do you discuss what the offense can be when you're both out there as two game-breaking players?
I mean, yeah, we talked about that before. Before I even came here, like I said, we kind of talked this into existence. We became really good friends. He's been a great mentor for me, also along with all the vets. Yeah, you know, the proof is in the pudding. Like, we know, like, what the talents around us. We know what Eli, proven quarterback, Sterling Shep. All the wide receiving core, the new adjustments to the line with Will and Nate and all those guys. We know the talent's there across the board, but, you know, we really don't dream about it right now because, you know, every team is talented in the NFL. Only thing I really talk to him about, just asking for advice and just checking on him, seeing how his body feeling, obviously coming back from injury, and that's really the only thing we really talk about.